Good day, and welcome to the 2020 APOR Training Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Adele Barr. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, and welcome, everyone, to the Annual Performance Outcome Report webinar, of course, as we refer to it as the APOR. And during our time together, we will explore how to successfully complete the APOR for the period of January 1, 2019 through December 31st, 2019. Again, my name is Adele Barr, and I will be leading today's session. All right, so we're going to talk about what we should be able to do after completing this session. You will be able to recognize your responsibilities regarding the APOR. Accurately and completely answer each question on the report before you submit it. And finally, you'll be able to complete the questionnaire using SurveyMonkey. So those are objectives for today. Okay, so we'll jump right into the overview. Every EN is required to provide information each year to the ticket program manager on outcomes it achieved with respect to services it offered ticket holders. And some information provided in the APOR is also used to populate information for the EN profile. On the next slide, you have the TPA information. Of course, completing and returning the APOR to the TPM is mandatory for every EN. And as per the ENTPA Part 3, Section 8B, it reads, the EN shall provide an APOR to the TPM on an annual basis in a format prescribed by Social Security. And the APOR shall provide information on outcomes achieved by the EN with respect to services offered by the EN to the beneficiaries, and as well as information relating to TPA administration. Just a note, the following groups are not required to complete the APOR. The first one would be the State Vocational Rehabilitation Agency, the American Job Centers, and also EANs with contract award dates in calendar year 2019. So again, those are the groups that do not have to complete the APOR. Let's go over and talk a little bit about the APOR framework. The APOR will be sent out to all of the ENs on January 31st, which is this Friday, and you will have 29 days to complete it and submit to the TPM, and your submission date is February 28, 2020, so you want to make sure that you make a note of that date, and your EN must only submit one APOR. If your APOR is submitted multiple times, only the first submission will be counted. So if your EN submits your APOR in error, please send an email to ssaenapor@yourtickettowork.ssa.gov. So again, that email address that I'll probably repeat quite a few times is ssaenapor@yourtickettowork.ssa.gov. And you'd want to do this so that we can go ahead and delete that submission and send you a new survey link. The TPM will be sending reminders to ENs that have not responded to the APOR each Monday until the submission deadline. And if you feel that you've received the reminder in error, please go ahead and send an email to the APOR inbox. And it is imperative that your agency's APOR is completed in a timely manner. Failure to do so will constitute a violation of your EN's TPA and could result in the Social Security Administration limiting your agency's ability to assign tickets and receive payments. On the next slide, you have the survey link email. This is what it will look like. On Friday, January 31st, you will receive an email from ssaenapor@yourtickettowork.ssa.gov. This email will indicate that you need to begin survey. as you see there in the center. Now, which this is your APOR questionnaire. But before you actually click Begin Survey, you want to review the questions included in the APOR. And just that you know, those questions are available in the resource documents under resources on the website. That website being, of course, ourtickettowork.ssa.gov website. Okay, so let's go over some instructions on the next slide. So when you first open the APOR, this is the first page that you will see. The intro page includes instructions for completing the APOR, and let's review those instructions now. So number one, you want to go ahead and review the resources for your assistance at the yourtickettowork.ssa.gov website. So you go there and you'll be able to find those resources. Number two, review the 49 APOR questions. It is highly recommended that you review the APOR questions posted to the yourtickettowork.ssa.gov website prior to completing the actual APOR. Number three, prepare your responses. Preparing your responses after your review of the APOR questions and prior to entering the actual APOR questionnaire, actually, it allows you to research and gather the data needed so that you can easily answer all the questions on the APOR. Now, number four, you complete the APOR. Once you have prepared your responses, enter the APOR questionnaire as provided by the TPM via SurveyMonkey and record your responses. Number five, you will submit your responses. Each EN is allowed to submit one complete response, and you can also use the frequently asked questions to assist you as you complete the APOR. Again, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to email ssaenapor@yourtickettowork.ssa.gov with the subject line APOR assistance, and please include your DUNS in that subject line. Next, what we want to do is we want to just go over the outline and what the questions look like. So on slide 11, just that you know, there are, as I mentioned earlier, there are 49 questions included on the APOR and are categorized into three sections. You have the general questions, you have staffing questions, ticket client related questions, and there are also EN service related questions. So this year, the APOR does not include the ticket holder related questions, and you will no longer need to provide this information. So that's a good note there. All right, on slide 12, with these general questions, here you have 27 of the general questions. These questions seek information relating to ticket requirements for an employment network. And in this section, the EN business model is requested. Well, we have found that from previous responses, there's some confusion by the term business model and or how to properly respond to that question. So what I'll do is I'll go over the models that we currently have available. So there are four. The first one is the traditional EN, and this EN provides employment services and other support services directly to the ticket holder. So that's your traditional EN. We have the consumer-directed services, and this EN reimburses the ticket holder for ticket-related services purchased by the ticket holder. So that is your consumer-directed services model. We have the employer EN, and this EN primarily employs ticket holders for whom it has assigned tickets. So again, that's the employer EN. And the last model here is the administrative EN. This EN serves as the EN of record for a network of service providers who combine their resources to provide services to ticket holders. So again, that was the administrative EN. Four different models: the traditional EN, the consumer-directed services EN, the employer EN, and the administrative EN. Now, in addition to the business model, there are also questions relating to liability insurance, suitability, and the System for Award Management, the SAM registration. So you'll find these in the general questions section. So the next questions that we have on slide 13, you have staffing questions. There are 10 staffing questions, and these questions seek information relating to the staffing at the EN, the number of staff for ticket, and verification of the PII training. So those are your staffing questions. Continued on the next slide. These questions on this slide are about SSA considers benefits advisors as those who have passed the following training programs. You have the training program from Virginia Commonwealth University. It is the Community Partner Work Incentives Counselor. You have also a training program from Cornell University. This is the Benefits Work Incentives Practitioner certification. And there's one from the Indiana University that's accepted, and that's Benefits Information Network training. Also this year, Social Security will require your EN to upload copies of the certifications with the APOR. So Social Security will verify all listed certifications and use them to populate the Benefits Advisor Badge on the Find Help tool page. Okay, so the next slide, we did mention that you're going to upload, so let's talk a little bit about uploading. This year, there are two new questions where you will be prompted to upload a file. And these only apply to ENs that have Social Security approved certified benefits counselors. And the first of these questions is question number 34, is the for organizations with more than 5 certified benefits counselors. For this question, you'll need to create a spreadsheet in Excel. And the spreadsheet should have the names of the individuals which are certified benefits counselors in column A. The position of that individual you want to list out in column B, and the type of training that they receive to qualify as certified benefits counselor in column C. So I'll go that just really quick again. You want to have 3 columns, A, B, and C. The first one you want to indicate which are certified benefits counselors. In column B, the individual's position, and then in C, the type of training they receive to qualify as a certified benefits counselor. Okay, now after you create the file, you should save it as an Excel spreadsheet in case you need to edit it in the future, and then you would click on File and then Save As, and depending on your version of Excel, you may then have to click Browse to pull up the File Explorer window, and then click the File Type drop-down beneath the file name and select PDF. Now, for question number 35, you're required to upload the certifications for all SSA-approved certified benefits counselors. This must be uploaded as a single PDF. If you have multiple PDFs, and you can either use a tool such as the paid version of Adobe, and you can use that to merge the PDF files together, or you can print all the certificates and scan them as a single PDF file. Why so specific? It's because the SurveyMonkey will only allow you to upload one PDF file per question. Okay, let's go on to the next slide, number 16, EN service-related questions. There are 12 EN service-related questions, and these questions seek information regarding services provided by the EN to the beneficiaries at all EN locations. All right, moving right along, you're close to completing the survey. You'll see here, click the Done button to submit the APOR to TPM. But prior to hitting Done, please ensure that you have printed each page individually to obtain a record of your responses. And then you can click the previous button to go back without losing any of your answers, so you don't have to worry about that. And just again, reminder, these need to be submitted by Friday, February 28th, to remain in compliance. Okay, So we go on to close to conclusion here. We have the online HR resources for you. You want to visit the resource documents page under the resource tab so that you can access HR questions, FAQs, and today's presentation. And this will be located under program resources once you get to that page. In conclusion, you should now be able to recognize your responsibilities regarding the APOR. You should also be able to accurately and completely answer each question on the report before submitting it and complete the questionnaire using SurveyMonkey. Okay, so that's basically enough of me. I'm sure you may have some questions. So why don't we go ahead and open up the lines for any questions that you may have. Christina, if you can help us out with that.
Yes, thank you. If you would like to ask a question over the phone line, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question via the phone line. Take our first question from Aaron Schmuley with Goodwill Industries.
Hey, yes, hi. Good afternoon. I was just curious. I see that you're asking information about the WIPA programs that an agency might be running, as well as the EN, sort of all in together in this survey. My understanding is that there's a firewall between those two different services. So just curious as to the whole CWIC aspect of the questions relating to this.
Thank you for your question, Erin.
Hi, Erin. Go ahead.
Hi. Nope, that was the question.
Kara, were you doing?
Do you want me to hi, Erin. It's Kara.
Hi, Kara. How are you?
I'm well. Are you asking? I'm a little confused about the question. There definitely is a firewall between the WIPA and the ENs at this time. And, I mean, you well know you need to have different staff. But you can, what I think the question is also asking is, and I don't have them in front of me, but do you have certified benefits counselors working on the EN part of your program?
No, they're not certified. In fact, the EN.
Then it would be that simple.
Okay. Yeah, I was like, and I didn't know that they even needed. I guess maybe that's another question. As an EN, does an EN, is it required or is that moving towards that an EN should be certified and that we should be, or ENs throughout the country should be looking to send their ENs to the trainings, to the CWIC trainings?
It is not required, but it's advised if possible. Mm-hmm. You know, it just helps your agency be a stronger agency with the ticket holders you're providing services with.
Agreed.
You do have a WIPA in your agency, so your ENs can refer right next door. Like, there's not the firewall in the sense the ENs can always refer to the WIPA. It just can't be the other way around.
The other way around, sure.
Yeah.
And one other follow-up question related to this. Is there funding available to send an EN working on the ticket side to the trainings, or is that cost just simply borne by the agency?
Well, it doesn't for the VCU training. They are our contractor, so that's of no cost to you. So the class is completely free. What costs you is the travel expense. So you may want to look on VCU's website to see what classes they have coming up that might be in your vicinity.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 at this time. And we'll take our next question from Robert Del Castillo with Assisted Employment Services.
Good afternoon. How's everybody? I got a question. I'm not the most technical computer person around, but our colleague is the one who's going to be doing the APOR for us. I'm doing this training right now. If there's any questions that she may have, I was listening to the training right now, of course, but I didn't get the website. If she gets stuck or I get stuck and we're trying to answer some of these questions, is there like a helpline that we can call on, you know, with on at that time, or what do we do? Is there a website?
Hi, Robert. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Sorry.
Great. No worries. Thank you for the question. So there is the APOR email that you want to send any questions to. So SSAENAPOR@yourtickettowork.ssa.gov.
I'm sorry, hold on.
And that's where you...
Sure. Sorry, say that again. S-S-A-E-N?
S-S-A-E-N. APOR.
Uh-huh.
At yourtickettowork.ssa.gov.
Your ticket to work. What's after work?
.ssa.gov.
Okay. And we can go there and they'll answer any questions that we may have.
Well, you want to send the email. Make sure that you include in the subject line APR assistance, and please include the DUNS number.
Perfect. Okay.
And
okay.
Robert, this is Patrice from the Social Security Administration. I also wanted to mention in the link to the there's a link to the APR questions in the email that we sent about today's call. We advise that you take a look at print questions. That way you can ask your questions prior to accessing the actual APOR. That way you'll give time for an email response before you're in the system.
Okay, yeah, I see that. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate your answering.
No problem.
Go to our next question from Wandia Alberry with Walton Options.
Hi, this is Wandia. I'm trying to get a little bit more clarity on the WIPA for the benefits counseling piece of it. So on the report, if we are agency that have WIPA specialists or CWIC certified on staff, but they don't necessarily work for our EN, can we still list them as certified staff? For instance, if we refer to WIPA for them to get on-site training. So can we list those individuals that's certified on our APOR report?
Do you mean can you list people that you refer to, like another agency that you refer to?
No, they work for our agency, certified WIPA, but not under the EN, under our WIPA program.
No, you can't list the WIPAs because they don't work under the ticket program.
But they work for our agency, but because they're not under the Ticket to Work program, we can't put them on there, correct?
Correct.
Okay, what we used to in the past. Okay, that's good to know. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Wandia.
There are no further questions at this time.
Okay, let's check and see. Do we have any questions in the chat, John?
Absolutely. Our first question comes from Laura, who asks, actually, you know what? That question was answered in the chat. Our next question comes from Mai, who asks, does your EN use specific software to track your ticket clients? Could you please elaborate on this question?
Sure. Hi, this is Jenny. The question is referring to if you guys use any specific, you know, case management system or any sort of proper tracking system aside from an Excel sheet or, you know, piece of paper to track your client's progress and things like that. Does that help?
I'm not seeing anything from her, but if she sends follow-up, then we'll cue that. Oh, she said yes, thanks. That answers that. All right, our next question comes from Cynthia, who asks, I won't receive my certification in benefits counseling until May. How would I send this information to Social Security?
So for the APOR this year, you know, she would go ahead and respond no. And then as soon as she receives that certification, she's welcome to submit it to EN Service at ssa.gov if she would like her profile updated.
All right. And that email has been posted to the chat. Our next questions come from Megan O'Brien, who asks, regarding question 14 for computer-based conferencing call software such as WebEx, would that be considered phone or internet?
That would be internet.
All right. And for question 11, if the home office was not approved by Social Security in 2019, but it was approved in February of this year, for question 11, how should she respond?
Tricky one. Technically, just go ahead and say yes. That way, they'll show us compliant for that.
All right, perfect. And then we've had a couple questions regarding both who will receive the email for the APOR as well as who needs to complete it.
Sure. So the reminders and emails that you are getting from GovDelivery, those are being sent to what is listed in your contract as your signatory authority as well as the program contact. However, on Friday, when we send out the links via SurveyMonkey, those will only be sent to the program contact.
All right. And that answers all of the questions that I have queued up. Do we have any more questions on the phone queue?
Yes, we have Judy Sanderson with Granite State Independent Living.
Hi, everybody. I just want to clarify. The more I read it, the more I confuse myself about the CWIC and whether they're a ticket to work or a separate. My agency, we have a WIPA program. They are a separate department. However, we work very closely with them, and anybody that is enrolled in our ticket program, our EN, is automatically referred to that WIPA department for benefit services. If I'm understanding you correctly, I do not list them in the APOR because they're a separate department. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. Just wanted to be sure about that. Now, the other question, and this is for me, I am a CPWIC. I did it years ago we were part of the bond, and I got it back then, and I've just maintained it since then. But I do not do any benefit counseling. It just is a certification I've maintained. Do I need to list myself?
If your certification is up to date, you have a right to.
Yes.
Obviously, we don't want you counseling people if you're not comfortable doing that because, bad benefit counseling is worse than no benefits counseling. It's our philosophy. But you have a right to list yourselves as having one because your certification is up to date.
Okay, then I probably will. I just wasn't sure if it was necessary or not. Okay, thank you. That was it.
If you'd like to ask a question over the phone, please press star one at this time. We'll take our next question from Al Olog with Employment Resource Network.
Hello.
Hi, Al.
Hi. I have a question question number four. It talks about assigned. Is the word should be active because I assign a case during the year and then I close it. So should it be how many active cases you have as of December the 31st?
Hi, Al. We're looking for the number of tickets that were assigned to your EN as of December 31st. So if you assigned and unassigned a couple throughout the year, it's whatever is assigned to you on the last day of the year.
Okay, so in my words, if I open up the case and then close it, it does not count or counts?
Is it still open as of the 31st of December?
Okay. If I open up a case in the year and I closed it, does it count?
If you closed it before the 31st, it does not count.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I have another question. When it comes to number 14, when you had the term time spent in the meeting, what are you talking about? Because the way I function, I get a telephone call, I talk to them for about, 15 minutes, then I schedule an appointment and meet with them. So are you talking about that, or are you talking about conducting the whole transaction on the phone?
It's just asking about how much time do you spend talking to your clients over the phone.
Okay. So I guess email, I guess I answered it. So I have a couple of more very brief questions. Just a moment. Who do we contact to find out if we have updated information concerning people that were identified with suitability and no longer, you know, we failed to inform SSA about they're no longer employed? What email?
I'm sorry, Al, are you asking who do you contact to let them know that you have staff that's no longer there?
Yeah, who do we contact?
You will contact enservice@ssa.gov.
Okay. And I have one more here. When we talk about TPR guidance and question number 46, would you give an example of that?
Do you discuss TPR? We're asking if you discuss TPR with your client. It is part of the IWP, so it's an expectation that you are reviewing that information with your client.
Okay. Give me an example of that information, because I know I'm doing it, but I just can't put a name on it. What is an example?
A name on what?
Guidance.
Timely progress review. Correct. And the expectations that, you know, your ticket holders are going to be working towards financial independence and hitting certain goals with their earnings.
Okay.
The first step, they're aware that that must meet timely progress.
In other words, for example, you're progressing on the ninth month, or you're progressing past the ninth month, and what plans are you making, et cetera. That's actually counseling guidance, correct?
Correct. And we can send you more information or connect you with TPR training if you email that SSAENAPOR at yourtickettowork.ssa.gov email address.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Here, there are no further questions at this time.
How do we look in the chat, John?
Hi, yes, we have a couple questions queued up in chat. Cassandra just wanted, Jenny, if you could clarify who can fill out the APOR.
So anyone that's listed on your contract can complete the APOR. It will be sent to the program contact, but you can forward it. That person can forward it to whoever will be completing it. But we ask that you are very careful when you forward it so that only one person completes it and only one APOR is submitted per EN.
All right, perfect. And our next question comes from Janine, who asks, for question 9, the listing the number of office locations, should the EN include businesses under the administrative EN?
Yes.
All right. And then Barbara just wanted some quick clarification or additional information about the benefits counseling certification, just information about where one would get benefits counseling certification. And I do have that slide pulled up with the VCU and Cornell and Indiana University open.
Sure. And Barbara, you can always email the APOR box, and we'd be glad to help you with get connected with more information.
Right. And then Stacey Clark just asked, how do we submit the APOR securely?
Stacey, you're just going to complete it using that SurveyMonkey link, and when you hit submit, it will be securely sent to TPM.
Right. And it looks like that's the questions that I have in the queue. All of them have been answered.
Thank you, John. Christina?
And if you would like to ask a question over the phone line, please press star 1 at this time. Again, that's star 1 to ask a question. It appears there are no questions at this time.
Okay, well, we thank everyone for joining us today. And Robert reminded me that we will have a training tomorrow, and the reason Robert reminded me because he indicated someone in his staff isn't attending this right now. They can certainly join tomorrow. We will go over the same presentation and, of course, answer any questions that may come about. So, again, thank you, everyone, for joining us today. Is there a question coming up there in the chat?
I just saw two questions. John, do you mind if I answer these?
Absolutely. Go for it.
Okay. Very small font, but Mel asking about the Excel sheet, that is not considered software or cloud-based. And then it looks like Janine, if you have two different DUNS numbers, I ask that you report for which DUNS number you had in 2019. If you're referencing a new DUNS number you received in late 2019, we're not reporting off those. And you can, again, email SSAENAPOR, and we can go over that and make sure you're clear on that. Perfect.
And Jenny, someone wanted clarification on what a traditional EN is.
Sure. Adele, do you want to read that again?
I can certainly go over traditional EN. A traditional EN will be one that isn't necessarily – they're not reimbursing ticket holders for their ticket-related services that they purchased. A traditional EN is not primarily employing the ticket holders that they serve. And a traditional EN is one that isn't an administrative EN that isn't serving as an EN of record for a network of service providers who combine their resources to provide services to ticket holders. So what is a traditional EN? It's an EN that provides employment services and other support services directly to their ticket holders.
And if you're still unsure of what your SSA-approved business model is, please refer back to that signed TPA that you have. If you're still unsure, you can always email enservice@ssa.gov, and they can provide that information for you. Also, Kevin, you cannot use the APOR to update your contact information. You'll need to submit a TPA change form to enservice@ssa.gov, and they would be happy to update your info for you.
Very good. And pardon the silence, we're just looking at the chat, few things coming up.
I see this question here. Looks like Jackie is asking if the WIPA and the EN have the same EIN, shouldn't the EN be able to claim having benefits counseling? I'm really asking department versus entity.
I think, Kara, maybe you can help us with that one. I think there's...
Yeah, there is a firewall between the WIPA and the EN. They are not one entity. They don't share employees. So you cannot list somebody on your WIPA staff as a benefits counselor for your ticket staff.
Okay, sounds good. Christina, any chances, any other questions in the queue?
Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 at this time.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe this actually concludes our call for today. Again, thank you for your participation, your attention, your questions. And if there are staff members that you want to listen to this, we'll do this again tomorrow. All right, everyone, have a great rest of the day.